broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Cosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for April the 7th in the year of our Lord, 2017. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. We're convinced the checks and balances put in place by our founders, absolutely brilliant, and the great solution to the problems we face in America. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. It is a freedom-loving fantastic. We're taking America back one heart, one mind, one issue at a time Friday. And man, have we got a road to hoe for the broadcast today with news the networks refuse to use, constitutional commentary, and more everywhere. We reject revolution but stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. And this half hour is brought to you by so many companies I don't even know where to start. How do you like that? GiveMeLibertyFund.com when you want a win-win-win situation for patriots. That's one option. Raw honey delivered directly to your door. Get a hold of Kurt to learn more. 801-669-2211 or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com. That's another. ThePowerMall.com. Do business with the good guys with incredible books and videos and incredible health food and herbs. And the list just goes on and on. Check out the incredible list today and do business with the good guys at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or thepowermall.com. Also check out the World Affairs Briefs, worldaffairsbriefs.com or worldaffairsbrief.com. When you want insights into a troubled world and commentary with a constitutional moral perspective and more, worldaffairsbrief.com. Check that out today. Man, there's just so many companies doing such a great job supporting liberty. We're grateful for their support. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. A quick recap. Yesterday, Paul Ryan defends Congress working only 8 days in April. I don't see how you defend that, Paul Ryan. But again, that's why we reject him as the House leader and why the Republicans need to get rid of a guy like that. How do you defend only working 8 days? Now, if they're only working 8 days in April, I should have an easy time getting a hold of my congressman or senator, huh? Not so fast. Trump and Fox News team up to praise and defend Bill O'Reilly over the sexual harassment scandals. The problem is we don't know what the truth is on this, but Bill O'Reilly's been under allegations of sexual improprieties for literally well over a decade, folks. Fox knows about the scandals, the payoffs for women to be quiet, five women so far accusing Bill O'Reilly, but Fox renewed Mr. O'Reilly's contract for his primetime cable show, the most popular show on cable. The O'Reilly Factor draws almost 4 million viewers every single night and generated more than $446 million between the years 2014 through 2016, so 3 years, about $150 million per year. Wow. Speaking in the Oval Office, though, Donald Trump praised Bill O'Reilly as the good person and saying, I don't think Bill did anything wrong. Personally, I think that he shouldn't have settled with those women, Mr. Trump told Times reporters in a wide-ranging interview. The National Organization for Women predictively called for Mr. O'Reilly to be fired and said that an investigation should be conducted into the culture over at Fox News. Now, I can't deny that, you know what, this is a disaster. And it's hard to know whether to defend or attack Bill O'Reilly over this. Here's my attitude. Think about it carefully this way. Number one, people are innocent until proven guilty and there's no proof of guilt. Number two, understand that companies can act according to the dictates of their own consciences, meaning those who are leading the company. If Fox wants to keep or get rid of Bill, that's their choice. Same thing with the 50-plus advertisers that have jettisoned They've ditched Bill O'Reilly. 50-plus advertisers now confirmed by the New York Times and others. Will it be enough, asks BuzzFeed.com. In other words, enough to get rid of Bill O'Reilly. My attitude is the problem is these things percolate below the surface and we never have an accountability. We never have a court case. They all settle out of court. Big money seems to stand in the way of accountability and transparency. I don't know the truth. I don't know if Bill's, you know, deserves defense here or not. Oftentimes where there's a lot of smoke, there's fire. I get it. If I was an advertiser, I would back away from the Bill O'Reilly show. I would. But I also get that he's innocent until proven guilty, and it's hard for us to know the truth. The sad reality check is this is not really a Bill O'Reilly story. This is a cultural crisis story about perversions in America. Leaders are all, virtually speaking, involved in sex scandals. Now, I know they're not all. Look at Mike Pence doing a great job. Good for his leadership. I wish we had more leaders like Mike Pence. But Pence's Secret Service agent even caught with a hooker. What do you do about, I mean, it's just crazy. Poor Mike Pence. We had our guest on, Mr. Jeremy Corden. He happens to be the sales and marketing department head for the United Precious Metals Association, upma.org, to learn more. It's about honest money. Let's make wealth great again. That was my phrase. Anyway, great interview with Jared. He'll be on with us monthly, by the way, breaking down the United Precious Metals Association. All right, that's a recap of the broadcast that took place yesterday. We talked about the sanctity of marriage earlier in the week with Becky Akers. We talked about a culture crisis here, a moral crisis in America. We need real leadership. We need moral people that turn to God and obey his commandments. And we don't have that in America. It's tragic. Thus, the problems we face. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. I've got Kirk Crosby with me. He's still on the road, but welcome back, my friend.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
We got to get Kurt a little more fired up and excited for the broadcast. Other than that, he's ready to go. Now, there's a big battle, Kurt. The Donald took off the gloves last night, or early this morning. And what, bombed Syria?
Yeah, it depends on your time zone or whatever. But, the headline from WorldNet Daily, U.S. unleashes Tomahawk missile storm on Syria. There's a lot of other headlines. Some of the headlines from the Drudge Boys.
Before we get to the Drudge Boys, here's a big headline from LibertyNewsDaily.com that I think nails the point, Kurt. And this is, here it is. Trump orders attack on Syria or on Syrian airbase without waiting for investigation. That's a critical, critical piece to understand. Despite warnings from former Congressman Ron Paul that the chemical attack in Syria was the responsibility of the U.S.-backed rebels, bottom line is Donald Trump went ahead. It's sad that Donald Trump could be so easily swayed by a media blitz. Onslaught, if you will, blaming the false flag chemical attack on Syria. In other words, what's happening in Syria behind the Donald's back? Sadly, the president doesn't even know what the dark side of government's doing in Syria behind Donald's back. So there you have it, Kurt. Ron Paul warning, be careful here. You don't know who's who. You don't know what's what. You're getting played for a sucker, and Donald took the bait, Kurt.
I don't know for sure what to add, except that, there's sure a lot of different sides to the issue. I see Michael Savage, chiming in. He says, I'm a conservative peacenik. Do you want war with Russia? He's concerned that, some say this could start World War III. Like you said, Rand Paul basically is saying, hey, if you want to do Appeal. Their headline is Rand Paul, Trump needs Congress to authorize military action in Syria.
All right, send me that headline right there, Kurt, because to me, between Ron Paul and Rand Paul, I think we've got the best handle on what's going on there. The World Affairs Brief, Joel Skousen, is going to come out today, too, to break it down in more detail. If you're not involved in that, worldaffairsbrief.com, you ought to be. But I'm telling you, Rand Paul and Ron Paul in Liberty News Daily nail the issue. We'll break it down just for you. Liberty Roundtable Live.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way. But actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family.
Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby on your radio. So Donald Trump ordered airstrikes against a Syrian base. I submit to you that false media reports are dictating this for the Donald. Anybody who follows the mainstream press is deceived on this. They believe that, hey, this Assad guy just went nuts. He launched chemicals in a brutal attack. You see babies literally dying. And the debate is what we do know and what we don't know about these airstrikes. Ron Paul and Rand Paul, in my opinion, give the most cogent breakdown of what's going on. Ron Paul says, hey, you know what? We're not waiting for an investigation on this. We don't know what's really going on, and we don't really know who's who. We don't know who the bad actors are. We don't really know the details. Russia's story is different from our story. The mainstream press in America telling a different tale than folks on the ground in Syria. I mean, it's a disaster, Kurt. And Rand Paul speaking out as well. Kurt?
Yeah, right. You know, The Hill has the piece with Rand Paul basically saying the headline from him, Trump needs Congress to authorize military action in Syria. And they say that Senator Rand Paul said last night that President Trump needs congressional authorization for military action in Syria after Trump ordered an airstrike in retaliation for a deadly chemical attack that was earlier this week. Rand Paul said this. He says, while we all condemn the atrocities in Syria, the United States was not attacked. That's what he said in his statement. government.
And that's critical to understand, ladies and gentlemen, if you believe in a humble foreign policy, as George Washington, Ron Paul, Sam Bushman, myself, meaning many others, believe in. You got to have a humble foreign policy. We were not attacked. Now, you can say there's abuse going on around the world, and boy, do I agree with that. But the war, if you study the Constitution, is a congressional discussion. Why? Because it's the broadest group of government closely tied to the American people. And Donald, in my opinion, is off in never land on this one, folks. I get that the mainstream press can manipulate you into believing you know who the bad actors are and into believing that you know what really went down there and how and why and what, but you don't. And the problem with it is we're violating our checks and balance system, Kurt, which is disaster. Now, they say what we know is that 59 Tomahawk missiles were fired from American destroyers. In the Eastern Mediterranean, where I guess officials say Mr. Assad's chemical weapons attack occurred. Trump ordered the strike after 2 days of intense deliberations with his high-level staff. They call them a top national security advisors. Anyway, it goes on and on and on. But they say we know all these things, Kurt. I'm not sure that we know what they say we know at all. Your thoughts?
Well, it's difficult to know. I know, according to this article from The Hill, it says Rand Paul expressed similar sentiments earlier on Thursday amid reports that the Trump administration was considering a strike. Earlier in the week, President Assad's forces reportedly used chemical weapons against opponents, including civilians and children. A number of Democrats on Thursday night also urged caution. They quote a guy named Ted Lieu, a Democrat from California. He sided with Paul on Twitter, saying that Trump can use military force in defense of U.S., but attacking Assad regime requires congressional approval. Representative Barbara Lee, she's a Democrat of California, also called the strike an act of war on Twitter, saying that Congress needs to come back into session and hold a debate. Anything less is an abdication of our responsibility.
Now, here's what's interesting. The Democrats and the Republicans flip-flop on this. When the Republicans are in charge, most of them are like, yeah, let's go hawkish and get them. When it's the Democrats in charge, they're like, hey, we got to have the checks and balances of the Constitution. The same thing with the Democrats. When their guy's in charge, they're like, hey, we got to do this. Now they're going, whoa, we got the checks and balances of the Constitution. I reject their flip-flopping, but I suggest they're all correct when they say that we need the checks and balances. We need the Congress to come to the table here. When America's attacked, the president can respond to protect our security. But to attack, to go on the offensive and attack somebody in another land is disaster. Now, Donald spoke live from Mar-a-Lago in Palm Beach, Florida. The New York Times transcribed it. My fellow Americans, on Tuesday, Syrian dictator Bashar al-Assad launched a horrible chemical attack on citizens. Using a deadly nerve agent, Assad choked out the lives of innocent men, women, and children. It was a slow and brutal death for so many. Even beautiful babies were brutally murdered in this very barbaric attack. And then he says, no child of God should ever suffer such horror. Now, by the way, I agree with the Donald on that statement, except for who launched the attack and how the attack really went down. We haven't done the investigation, as Rand Paul and Ron Paul wisely point out. We don't have congressional approval, like they pointed out. I get wanting to protect innocents, but I also get when you violate the check and balance, when you violate the proper role of limited government based on our supreme law, you're never in the moral high ground. Kurt, never. Not because it may not be the good thing to do or the wise or the careful thing to do, but because you're not following our laws. So Donald says, tonight I ordered a targeted military strike on the airfield in Syria from the where the chemical attack was launched. It is in this vital national security interest of the United States to prevent and deter the spread and use of deadly chemical weapons. There could be no dispute that Syria used these banned chemical weapons, violated its obligations under the Chemical Weapons Convention, and ignored the urging of the United States and the Security Council. Years of previous attempts to stop this have failed. As a result, the refugee crisis continues to deepen, and he goes on. Well, the problem is, I don't know who conducted this attack, Kurt, or how it went down. There's many people saying that these attacks happened on accident, that people got a hold of a lot of these chemical weapons. They didn't really understand how to use them, and some wrong things went down. I don't know that I believe that. And I'm for ending the slaughter and bloodshed in Syria. Donald says we face the challenge of our very troubled world. We pray for the lives of the wounded and for the souls of those who have passed on. And he says, I hope peace and justice prevail in the end. I agree with all that. Here's the problem, Kurt. Who's who in this war? We're the ones that built up Al-Qaeda. Or what is that, ISIS? We're the ones that created ISIS. And so it's hard for me to know who the good guys are and who the bad guys are. And what we do is we have a friend yesterday when it's time to arm, train, and fund them. And then we end up with an enemy that we have armed, trained, and funded of yesteryear. Now, I was talking to some people about this, and I said, you know, we just need to have a humble foreign policy. We need to avoid these foreign entanglements and get out of this. And what people said to me, Kurt, that believe a lot more in the mainstream, is they said this: well, Sam, never getting involved in it in the first place would have been a good idea, but now we're so involved, I'm not so sure we can really back out. And my response to that, in my opinion, narrative is that then, well, you'll never back out. It'll just get worse and worse. And every time you fund, train, and arm so-called the good guys, the freedom fighters, the rebels, the whatever word you want to today use for them, they become our enemy tomorrow. And we got a bigger war crisis on our hands, and it always justifies continued intervention. And then I bring up the founding fathers and say, you know, the founding fathers would have a humble foreign policy. And then somebody else would say, well, Sam, the founding fathers are sure grateful in our revolutionary times of the interventions of others on our behalf. We wouldn't be free today if they hadn't. So there's a battle going on in the hearts and minds of Americans, Kurt, about this. Where do we stand? What do we do? Who's who? What's the policy? How would we go about this? And it gets very complicated fast. U.S. launches strikes on Syria. I think it was a mistake. But when many people see on TV the heartache and the trouble and the destruction and the abuse and the murder of the most innocent, then we're going to say, well, we can't let those babies die from chemical attacks in the foreign land. We got to defend them. What about the 50-plus million babies murdered in abortion in America? See, we got to get our own house in order before we work on everybody else, folks, number one. Liberty Roundtable Live in seconds.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With Liberty News this hour, I'm Dennis Daly. Although anti-gun forces were claiming the home defender didn't need to shoot all three intruders, they were wearing masks and two were armed. Zachary Peters, 23, is defending his family's home. He used an AR-15 when three teenagers broke into his house and tried to rob it last week. Meanwhile, the Associated Press cites the Wagner County Assistant District Attorney. That DA announced that Peters acted lawfully after authorities concluded an investigation into the shooting. But as I say, many anti-gun forces claim he should not have shot three people. Judge Gloria Navarro is showing her bias. She's disqualified all Bundy protest witnesses except those who were actually there. The prosecution was allowed 2 months to present evidence, and Navarro now claims there is not enough time to hear the 10 witnesses the defense wants to call. of critical importance to the defense are witnesses that they say are privy to unfair tactics by federal employees who were employed by the Bureau of Land Management. You're listening to LibertyNewsDaily.com.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. If you want a win-win opportunity for patriots, we present a solution. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. When it comes to books, videos, health food, and natural products, please do business with the good guys today. Phone in orders available by calling 877-817-9829 or purchase online at thepowermall.com.
With Liberty News, I'm Dennis Daly.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, Sam and Kurt back on your radio. So the bottom line is Donald, in my opinion, went off in a hawkish war mentality idea. Many people on the Republican and Democratic side of the aisle are saying Donald is violating the Constitution. I completely agree. America was not attacked. I feel bad for the literally for the people there in Syria. I agree this is a serious problem. What we don't know without an investigation is who's who. We don't know who the friends are and the enemies are, and we don't really know exactly what happened. And half the time, the enemies are people that we funded, trained, and armed of yesteryear. Others say, well, Sam, we just can't back out now. And my response is, when we can continue to murder over 50 million babies in our own country over the idea that a woman has a right to do whatever she wants to with her body, we follow that lie and promote a pro-death policy in America, how can we really be concerned about the babies over there? Now, I'm not saying the babies over there don't count. Of course, all lives matter. What I'm saying is we've got to get our own house in order. We got to file, and we've got to follow our own laws, folks. And it's really hard for me when we act like we can fix the affairs of others, and we can't even handle our own affairs. And when we violate the Constitution, we're never right. Okay? They say it's an act of war. Democrats reacting to Syrian bombing on Twitter. Kurt, you want to start there? Let's get some input from you, Kurt.
Yeah.
You think it's an act of war?
Well, it's not an act of love or anything, you know. I mean, it's, you know, you got all these questions, and at least personally, I don't know all the answers. I do know that, you know, I trust folks like Rand Paul and Ron Paul, and I know that many times we've seen these instances where we have these deals where, you know, you basically have out of control spending by our kind of shadow governments that cause so many of the problems we face. Then you have your military industrial complex that, you know, you worry about their activities, if you will, in that, you know, they kind of like to sell bombs and bullets and bayonets and missiles and, you know, and all that kind of stuff. And it's good for business. And so then you worry that, hey, this is all part of that picture. You know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean. I could not agree more. One of the ways that you can know where the law is, Kurt, is all you got to do is watch the party not in power. Okay, I find this fascinating. All you got to do is watch the party not in power. You've got some of the most liberal Democrats you've ever seen in your life now saying, hey, this isn't constitutional. We got to realize that Congress controls the war powers here. This is an act of war. Democrats are all tweeting. They're attacking Donald. Now, I'm not really for them attacking Donald. But to me, Kurt, it's not a matter of who's right. It's a matter of what's right. And these Democrats right now are focusing on the checks and balances. I know they don't do that when it's their guy in power. I get it. But I'm going to call a spade a spade. I'm not a Republican or a Democrat. I'm going to call it like I see it. And here's how it is. When the Democrats are calling foul because we need to have Congress deal with this and fund it and back it, or we shouldn't do it because of the checks and balances, they're absolutely right. And Rand Paul and Ron Paul, I guess, are going along with the Democrats, right? We need to be very careful when we think about this decision to launch these Tomahawk missiles. For example, McCain and Graham praise Trump's decision to strike Assad, Kurt.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You've got the war guys, the McCains, the Lindsey Grahams, et cetera, that, hey, they're probably pretty excited about this. Then you've got, the guys, the Rand Pauls, the Ron Pauls, the other Freedom Coalition guys that are saying, hey, let's follow the rules here and make sure. And in this case, they don't see that the United States was really, attacked. It's true that, apparently that some bad things were done, but man, if we take on the role of the world policeman that we've done so many times in the past, it's not how you make America great again.
Now, here's the interesting thing. You got McCain and Graham backing the Donald. They praised Trump's decision to strike Assad. But now Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi even break from their colleagues and back Trump's missile strike on Syria. Now, I bring this up, Kurt, because this highlights the rejection of the left-right paradigm. And what this focuses on, in my humble opinion, is this reality check that you got the insiders against the rest of us. Okay? So even Democrats, who we may disagree with on a lot of things, Kurt, they do care about the rule of law. They may go along with their own party, which highlights the reason Kurt always says, you know what, the party's over. We got to get rid of these parties. Kurt's spot on that. But we need to realize that, you know what, the Democrats and Republicans, there's a lot of good people. Even though they might be deceived on some issues, even though they might go along with their party when they ought not, they ought to stand with the rule of law every time. This shows the insiders, all the insiders really are backing the Donald on this one, Kurt. They're all hawkish at the core. And they all really ratchet for more war every chance they get. We as a country have leadership of warlike people. So when you have McCain and Graham, Schumer and Pelosi defending Donald, that's an interesting, coalition of people, Kurt. When even the Democrats now are calling for the rule of law, going, wait a minute, we should debate this, we should discuss it, Congress has this obligation. We're ignoring our responsibility when we don't do this. But what you're seeing is that the insiders now against the rest of us, Kurt. All right. Rand Paul says Trump needs Congress to authorize. Even the Democrats that are saying this. I agree with all of them, Kurt. And it's funny. A lot of people say, well, Sam, you're just an uber conservative Republican. Oh, no, I'm not. Trump needs Congress to authorize military action, Kurt. I completely agree. And so my issue here is we need to realize we don't know who the good guys are and bad guys are, and at the least, we need an investigation. Secondly, we need to debate this, and third, we need to have Congress buy off on it if we do anything. Donald just acted alone. And then Donald has the audacity to point to other dictators as the problem, Kurt.
Yeah, and the other thing I think that is going on, when you get guys around you who want to see the war kind of stuff go on, then, you know, they're going to suggest that, you know, they're going to recommend it. Whereas if you at least say, look, let's get some of each, you know, each of the different guys, instead of just all the war hawks around you, then, you know, maybe you'll be able to keep a little cooler head about things. But, you know, there's some reports where the Russians are, you know, they're kind of ticked off about it. You know, some say, well, they should have straightened things out with the Syrians, who, you know, should be their allies, if you will. You know, anyway, it's a ticking time bomb over there in the Middle East. And, you know, it's certainly connected to our war, our world, isn't it?
Yes. And I'm not here to attack Donald. I get that you're just incensed when you see the babies on TV that are murdered and people are struggling for life. And I get the manipulation. What I mean by that is I get that there's true problems here. My issue is I don't know without an investigation who the bad guys are and who the good guys are. And I don't know how much of the problem we're facing now we funded, trained, and armed, in other words, created from back in the day, or from creating ISIS or Al-Qaeda or whatever. We don't know how much of it's our creation. And then furthermore, we don't really know that we're going to solve it. Let's say we do this bombing and now Russia's against us, and Syria can complain that we're the world's cop and then we meddle in everybody's affairs. And then we just sit back while we murder so many innocent babies in America, Kurt. Ours is, don't worry, ours isn't, you know, launching some type of evil gas and gassing the people that can be demonstrated on TV. Ours is just like murder the babies. What? Under the pretense of legality, with doctors in coats, with the medical industry, with the Planned Parenthood. See, while we're worrying about this stuff overseas, we need to stop the murder in our own country, Kurt. All right, let's talk about this more. This is a critical issue to discuss. I'm saddened by Donald's actions. I really am. We're violating so many things that America should stand for that it's shocking. All right, Sam and Kurt, Liberty Roundtable Live.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare. The war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Getting advice from a teenager is a little unusual, but please listen to me. If you find yourself pregnant and you're scared, I've got some advice because I've been there. My boyfriend wasn't ready to be a father, and frankly, he wasn't all that interested after I told him I was pregnant. My friends told me I should keep the baby because it would be fun. Well, having a baby is about the baby. It's not about whether I have fun. Some people told me my parents would help take care of the baby, but my baby still wouldn't have both a mom and a dad of her own. And that's really important to me. After putting my feelings aside, I made the best decision I could for my baby. Not because I felt it was easy, but because I felt it was right.
Adoption. It's about love.
I didn't give my baby up. I gave her more.
A message from LDS Family Services.
The
begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, so in my humble opinion, Donald Trump not following the rule of law, the Democrats, many of them are right on this one. The insiders are showing their true colors. They're hawkish as all get out. We don't know who's who in this battle yet. And I submit to you that Saudi Arabia is behind it, just like they were many other things that Ron Paul called out back in the day that everybody laughed and mocked him, but then found out that he was absolutely spot on correct. You're going to see the same thing is true to a great degree here. We fund, we train, we arm the next generation of crisis. And so the more we meddle today, the greater crisis we have tomorrow. We run around and say, we just can't back out of it. It's just too bad, too much abuse of people now, and we got to do something, and there's good guys that really want to help, and we got to, yeah, but you don't know who those are. And yeah, but you know what? We've got our own country to worry about, Kurt, and when we snuff out the most innocent life amongst us under the pretense of legality and you know, doctors in coats, and we act like it's all a sanitized affair, a clean, appropriate? No, it's not. And so I'm not saying that I'm not concerned about the evil going on over there and the destruction of life and the horrors that are occurring. I agree no child of God, like Donald says, should have to endure this kind of stuff. I agree, including our own babies that we murder literally every single day while we talk about this, Kurt. Our country has a culture of murder and death and violence and war and hostility. We've got to clean our own house if we're going to help anybody else, my friend. Anything
you know,
to add to this?
I agree with you more when you look at it would have been a perfect opportunity for Donald to say, look, you know, for the president to say, look, you know, I'm very concerned with what's been going on over in Syria and with the report to the killings there. And I want to take this opportunity to highlight the tragic situation in our country with the unborn children whose lives are snuffed out on a daily basis. And we do this all under the cover of, you know, some so-called right to the right of the mothers to, you know, their bodies. You know, I mean, it would have been a perfect opportunity. The problem is that, and I guess, you know, at least in my opinion, people like the New York Times and so many of the other drum beaters, basically the world elite kind of guys, that want war, you know, they don't want to hear that. And they've been pumping up this whole Russia thing and this whole deal of a you know, there's all this stuff going on. They want to get some missiles flying, and you know, I believe they view that as good business for them. You know, it makes the headlines, people want to read, and if it bleeds it leads, and that's what's going on here.
I don't see why we didn't have a measure of patience, why we didn't highlight our own pro-death activity, Kurt. I just don't see why we had to move forward with such action so swift. In my opinion, violating the rule of law. Why did we have to do that? Because the problem is now you set forth this war mentality. I'm not sure how you're going to be able to back out of it now. Now what's going to happen is all the Congress critters are going to be basically saying, well, you know, we can't not back the Donald. We can't leave our troops in harm's way. We can't. And now the blame game goes on. Donald's blaming the previous president for this. But Donald said, don't attack, to Barack back in the day. Now Donald's blaming the president. We're blaming other countries. We're blaming Russia. We're blaming Syria. We're blaming everybody. Now Congress is going to blame the president. The president's going to blame Congress. Congress is going to say we should have had a chance to work on this, but yet whenever they get the opportunity, they fail and don't do it and leave it on the president's shoulders because they don't want to take responsibility or accountability for these things. We've got to use the checks and balances of the supreme law of the land. We've got to be a pro-life people. We've got to be a humble people that don't prize war. We've got to be less hawkish and more what? Dove? Is that what they call it, Kurt? We've got to do these things. And until we do, I don't care what theater we're in. I'm not here to debate and say Syria's good or what happened is fine at all. It's evil. It's wrong. It's horrible, folks. But I don't see how we can run around the world and justify our actions by saying we're going to promote peace by bombing folks while we leave our own pro-death policies in place at home, Kurt. It just does not stand to reason. It doesn't pass the smell test. And nothing's being talked about, as far as I can tell, with pro-life, really, in America. We're too busy worrying about Syria. We're too busy worrying about, and you could say, well, no, Sam, they're going to get Gorsuch on the Supreme Court. That's a whole nother can of worms. It just doesn't end, Kurt. But Rand Paul wisely points out Trump needs Congress to authorize military action in Syria, or we ought not be there. That's a constitutional fact. And even the Democrats are admitting the truth on that one, Kurt.
Yeah, it's sure interesting when they want to use the Constitution, you know. But wouldn't it be nice if they just use the Constitution all the time? I mean, you know, that's kind of why we have it. It's supposed to be the rule book, you know.
I couldn't agree more. Now, here's the deal. Did you know that Ivanka Trump secretly met with Planned Parenthood, Kurt?
No.
Yeah.
I guess that's because it was a secret, no?
Yeah, it did so in January, according to a report in Politico. She reached out to Richards to have a meeting to try to bridge the gap between President Trump and the, quote, abortion giant. Of course, Ivanka wouldn't talk to Politico about the meeting. But Planned Parenthood was rather open about the meeting. Now, related, Chuck Schumer falsely claims that Planned Parenthood provides mammograms. They say the purpose of the meeting was to make sure that Ivanka fully understood what Planned Parenthood does, how it's funded, and why it would be a, quote, terrible idea for Planned Parenthood to stop seeing Medicaid patients, etc. Anyway, the bottom line is Ivanka Trump secretly meeting with Planned Parenthood, Kurt. Now, here's the problem. The pro-life guys like me that think the pro-life issue is the most important issue Donald and Neil Gorsuch and the Republicans could take on as the pro-life issue and the stopping of slaughtering of innocent babies in America. Ivanka will secretly meet with Planned Parenthood leadership, but she won't meet with us. I don't know what to say about this, Kurt, except this is just what I'm talking about. We want to run around and fix everything in Syria. We want to go ahead and take on the Russians, literally tamper in the affairs of other nations without constitutional, without congressional approval, and then run around and act like we're the good guys while Donald's daughter is secretly meeting with Planned Parenthood and the Planned Parenthood CEO. I don't get it, Kurt. I'm not here to attack, but I am here to say I clearly don't understand. We will never, ever hold the moral high ground in other nations when we don't get our own house in order and set the standard. We never will. So I think it's wrong for these gases to be murdering and killing slow death to the people in Syria. I get it. But I also get going against Russia when Saudi Arabia and most likely our arming and training and funding of terrorists around the world, creating ISIS, etc., is primarily the cause of a lot of this stuff. I'm not saying it's the only cause. I'm not saying these people would be peaceful without us. I just know we wouldn't add insult to injury. And I know what we've got to do is turn inward and say, look, we've got to be a pro-life nation ourselves. I don't know what to think when Ivanka Trump literally meets with the enemy, in my opinion, Kurt. What do you think about that?
Well, you know, that at least I know that it's good for us to talk with our opponents, talk with our so-called enemies. You know, I hope that what she's trying to do is basically be able to talk and see eye to eye and maybe bring some sanity to this whole issue. My problem is that the only real solution about killing babies is to not kill them. And those people don't seem to want to even go there at all. They want to continue to, I'm talking about Planned Parenthood and those supporters of that, they want to continue that tragic situation. And I don't see a real, I guess you could say, meeting eye to eye with of any way to do that.
Well, and that's the problem. See, if you want to get rid of abortion on demand in America, what you got to do is you got to meet with congressional leaders. And what you've got to do is get the people behind you in this effort. You don't need to meet in secret with Planned Parenthood. Okay? She's got time to meet with Planned Parenthood, but she doesn't have time to meet with pro-life leaders such as myself, many other Christian leaders. I'm not trying to put myself on a pedestal, but I'm saying I don't know anybody that is focused on this pro-life agenda as much as I have since Donald took office, Kurt. Is there anybody? And the answer is yes. There's a few Christian leaders. I'm one of them. But Matt Staver of Liberty Council, the American Family Association, James Dobson, Focus on the Family, myself. There's some other pro-life organizations that have done a great job. But for the most part, we're being ignored. Why doesn't Donald Trump and or his daughter meet with us? I don't think I could get that meeting together if my life depended on it. But we find out that Ivanka met in secret with Planned Parenthood. What came out of that meeting? Who said what? What was the goal? What framework was laid down for a change? See, I'm not here to criticize, but I am here to say, you know what, folks? We're going the wrong directions on so many fronts. It's beyond imagination. Now what? Donald's in office, been in office about 75 days now. Kurt, is that right?
I think that's right, Sam.
All right, so we've got three-quarters of the 100 days done. What's Donald going to accomplish in the first 100 days? There's been some neat things that I'm proud of Donald about, and there's a lot of things I'm very concerned about, and the most important issues that I would hold dear aren't even being touched. Hour one in the can. Please support our efforts financially in every way possible. LibertyNewsDaily.com, LibertyNewsRadio.com. We the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore America. We just need your help. We declare this nation shall endure.